Wir holden auf Kupchow sein. Right, yeah. Last child of wars, we're dashing the psukim about an achbor. What type of an achbor has tumrinat? There's Rosh Vyavah Tamlem aloritz. See aloritz, yochol aloritz, yitmo, yorod liyam, liyitmo, maybe with the achbor, when the mouse goes down to the yam, and maybe it's not tumrinat. The top of the Mora says, Kukhazayim, Tamlem, it says the posak hasheritz, which is masim a kol mokim shesheritz. Any place that the sheritz moves around, it's tumrinat. Even though it goes down to the yam, full stomach. That's what we're dashing so far. Now the Gemara says maybe ayinu, not that way. That's not the way to dash in the word hasheritz. Yeah, rather dashing like this, maybe. Maybe the word hasheritz means, ela hasheritz means kol hamashritz yitzma. Anything that mashritz means that produces kids. Means it's poravarava. There's a male and a female, and it gives off, it produces. Any type of a sheritz like that has tumma. But maybe shein mashritz le yitzma. But something that does not give off, like for male and female, just is created from the dirt, maybe that type of a sheretz has no tumor. If so, maybe oitzi achbar, I'll take out an achbar, this type of a mouse at least, shechetzi of bosa v'chetzi v'adoma, we spoke about in the Mishnah. But this type of a mouse, that half of it is bosa, half is adoma, because it's created from the adoma, from the ground. And this type of an achbar is shein poravarava. This one type does not produce, does not have male and female. So maybe this type of an achbar has no tumor. Maybe that's the way we should dash in. Rashi says, Shein por barova kloimer, shto hoya mafriya ve'uviya, sho achbar lefishanoitz male, the creator by himself. Yes, maybe such an achbar is tor. Maybe that's the shot from the word hasheritz. And the Mora says, really bedinu. It's a swirl like that. So Rashi says, Vedinu Rashi means, Rashi the Svar is like the opposite way. The Lo Nimita, we should not take it out. Michlal Tomu, in Svar we should say it should be Tomei. We should not dash in this way. Why? So Gemara says, Vedinu, Timei Bechuda. Let's see, by the weasel, the Torah says, that's the Sheretz, that's Tomei. If it's Timei Biachbar, Torah says, what then is a Tomei Achbar by the mouse. If so, my Chuda, just like by the weasel, the Klal is, Kol Sheshmo Chuda, anything that's called the weasel, has tumor on it, is af achbar, maybe anything, kol sheshma yachbar. And therefore, obviously, with this for I should bring achbar shechet yivvosa v'chet v'adama. Maybe a mouth that's made out of the ground, that's created from the ground, that's half flesh, half adama, maybe taka should have a din tumor. That's one way to learn. Oy klach l'derech zu, maybe no, maybe turn the other way and learn this way. And so like this, maybe. Machu d'por v'rova, just like a weasel, Taka has male and female, gives off kids. Is af achbar the same thing? What type of an achbar is tummy? Maybe only a mouse, that's paravarava. And echnami, we don't know which way to dash in. So in this Talmud Lema, the Apostle tells us, basheretz. Versus basheretz, kro yiseru, to exceed batarvayu, elatmein lechem bechol hasheretz. Mashumat, it says basheretz, bechol hasheretz, even a sheretz that's not paravarava, also has tumma. So that's an extra word by sheretz, mash many sheretz. So therefore we don't dash in for the word hasheretz only if it gives off kids, because the apostle says bash sheretz is mash many one. So therefore from the word hasheretz we dash in that kol makom shesheresh, means even though it goes into the yam, into the ocean, still it has tumma. Nothing more says, O malayuhu midirabon and the rova, one of the rabbons said back to rova, Eimer, why don't I say like this, Eimer, let's dash in this way. That Basheretz, when the Pasuk says Basheretz, Lasu Yachbar Shechetziv Bosa Vechetziv Adoma, in Echnami. The word Basheretz comes to include, even though it's not Poravarova, still, it has Tumor, since it has a Shem Achbar on it, it has a Din Tumor, it's called a Shrotzim, it has Tumor, it's Tumor when it dies. Then when the Pasuk says Hasheretz, maybe Dash and Kol Shu Sheretz, anything that creeps, any Shrotzim. Maybe even an achbar that's in the yam, that grows in the yam, maybe that's also tummy. And before we dash in, know that the yam is tor. Before we dash in, vimi shumai, ask me question, aloritz. The pasuk says aloritz, which is mashmoni an achbar from the ground is tummy, not from the yam. I'll tell you maybe like this, maybe aloritz yitma. Maybe when it's on the ground, like it's tummy. But yored liyam, le yitma, maybe that's the pshat. There's really the sheretz, no matter what type of a sheretz we over, it comes from, even if it comes from the yam, from the ocean. When they're on, does it come out of the water and goes on the ground? It'll be tamei. But if it goes back into the yam, then it'll be tor. Maybe that's pshat the pasuk. Gemara says back, no. That's what one of our bonnies Rava. So Rava said back, only Rava said back to no. On the yachar de shavise liyam mokem tuma. Weren't you telling me that even an achvah that grows out of the yam could also be tamei? If so, then it doesn't make any sense. Mali hocha. What's the difference if it's on the ground or in the yam? Once this min could be tamei on the oritz, it doesn't make any sense to say that when it goes back into the yam, it should be tor. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Fahai al oritz. Mi boilet, more questions, amazoi. This word al oritz, so far from the word al oritz before we're dashening, that only a sheretz on the that grows from the ground has tumah. But a sheretz that grows from the yam has no tumah. Because is that true? The word al oritz, we need mi boilet lohitzi to tell us different the Kiddush. Lohitzi sofik tumah tsofa. Case if you have a sofik where the you touch the sheretz that's floating on the water. As she says, sheretz meis, you have a dead sheretz that tsafalamayim is floating on the water. Now, sofik nova sofik nova, you have a doubt whether you touched it or not. And the other chiddush is, after shusir, even though in the shusir yochid, that usually in shusir yochid we say sveiki is tamei, here there's a special exercise of course, and sveiki tor. And then we high kron akwa, for this person learned without the peric basal de nozir. Yeah. So we need this person, galor, to teach us this chiddush, that a sofik tumum, a sofik sheretz, tsafalamayim is tor. In the din is what the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, the Yom Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi, when the pasuk says Al Horetz, Loiti comes to exclude Sofik Tumat Sofom. If you have a Sofik Tumat when it's floating on the water, you have a doubt whether you touched it or not, you remain tor. So you need the pasuk for this, not for Al Horetz, not the Sheret Shabayam. Samar says, yes, I tell you, Tarati Al Horetz Ksivi. It says twice the word Al Horetz. So one is only a Sheret Horetz, not a Sheret Hayam. And second is for this tumat sofer that's tor. Tell me about what the problem is. Pasuk says hatzav limineyu. Yeah. Yes, that's one type of a sheretz. So lohavi ha'orid. Even some called also the orid. That's also a tumah. Type of a lizard, they say. That's also tummy. V'chein hanefilim. And also, when the pasuk says the nephilim, the salmonandra, and also the salamder, that also you come to include. There's also part of the shrotzim that are tummy. Yeah. As she says, v'chinen nephilim, sheretz min tzav, a type of a tzav, the salmandra, sheretz hanoitzim min or, type of a sheretz that's created from the fire. Yeah. Right. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Magila Posik Zeh. When Rabbi Kiva used to get to this Posik, so he would say, Ma Rabba Masecha, Ma Rabba Masecha Hashem. Like how great are the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Yesh Tocho Briyas Gedolos Shebiyam, there are great creatures like living in the sea. Yesh Tocho Briyas Gedolos Beyabosha. And there are big creatures that are living on the dry land. Shebiyam, now the ones in the sea, if they would come up to the dry land, miyad mesa shebiyabosha, they would die right away in the dry land. And el mola yoredes liyam nafket miyad mesa, right? Now shebiyabosha, the ones on the dry land, el mola yoredes liyam, if they would go down into the sea, miyad mesa, they would die. So you see the greatness of Hashem that these live on the ground, these live in the water. Yesh tochob rios gedolos bor. There are certain briyas that are gedolos that grow. Could be gedolos means grow, not big. They grow in the fire. And yesh tochob briyas gedolos biavir. Some briyas grow in the avir, in the air, like we do. Sheba'or, now the ones that grow in fire, el molyelos the avir, if they ever go into the regular air, miyad mesas, they would die. That's the salamandra. Miyad mesas and sheba'avir, the one that grows in the air, is Imola Yordis Leor. If they ever go down into the fire, Miyad Mesas, they would right away die. So he said about this, Morava Masecha Hashem, like how great are the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he made such things like this. Yeah. And Vicky is, Rashi says, on the Salamandria, this type of a sheretz that grows in the fire. Yeah. Now, Tanur Rabban learned like this. Kol sheyesh biyabosha yesh biyam. Any type of a creature that we have on the dry land is the same thing as found in the yam and the ocean. Chutz minachud, only excuse in the weasel. The weasel you don't have in the yam. Omer Abzeira, my crow with the apostle like this. He says, the apostle says, Hazino koyoshwe cholad. Like, listen, all the people of the world. Smashum is dashed in the word Yoshwe cholad, mash goes on chaluda, that they only apply to the yabosho and not to the yam. Yeah. Rashi says Yoshwe cholad, yeah, means Yoshwe yoretz, growing on the earth, on the land. Shumokim miyushav lecholdis. That's the place where you'll have these chuld, you have the weasels. Oma Rafuna Breta Bishua Biyavri Dinorish. So it said that the beavers that are found around Norish, these type of animals, bivri, yeah, the bivrim that are found around the river Norish, Einam Naishav, they're not like domestic ones, they're not ones that live in Minayishav. What's Rashi saying? They only grow. Russia's bivri dinorish. Russia's the chayus hamtsus biyosemokum, the special creature that you find there. So they don't grow. Russia's elabamayim. You don't find them on the dry land. You only find them in the water. Now, Omer Apapa, b'shamto. So Apapa said, b'shamto norish. He put a bin around the norish. Russia says, klema ko yoshve rishoyim. All the people that are Yoshua sit around Rishoyim, they should be Bishamtoi. So he pushed on boy, Tarve Moshcha, said like this, that it's fat, and Moshcha, it's skin, V'yalis, and it's tail. Because what Hachele V'or, Ima Bosu V'ayi Koymar, Kulam Kikotin Godol, whether they're small, whether they're big. It means the people living in Norosh, it's the people living in this place, Norosh, it means they're all like they're Rishoyim. Whether they're big or whether they're small, they're Rishoyim. You want to put a curse upon them. Yeah. That's what the problem is. B'shamt in Norosh. People living in Norosh should be B'shamt in a curse. The time of B'shamt in Eliyasa. Now the Apostle says, Eretz Shemiya Dvar Hashem. Like Lim, listen to Dvar Hashem. Omra Papa. Layova Norish that Layova Norish Shemoya Divri Hashem. The people of Norish would not come to hear the Dvar Hashem. Since they're such Rishoyim, they would not come to listen to the Dvar Hashem. Omarav Gidl Omarav Nasho Nashkecha. He said what? That like this, that Nasho Nashkecha, the people of Nasho would kiss you. Mani kichecha, they would like count your teeth. There's an expression like they're really out to get you. As Rashi say, in noshkechecha they would kiss you. Mani shenecha, they would count your teeth. In tumtzum klum yeshmuch seganefu. Are they able to tell us that they can steal from you something or not? Naha pocket. What about the people living in Naha pocket? Is Leviyech, if you know, a person from that pocket walks with you, Meglima Shapiro de Chozio Lecha. It's only because he saw a fine garment, he saw good clothing on you. Some also means he plans to steal from you, so be careful. Pompadisa Leviyosecha, if you have somebody from Pompadisa accompanying you, so Ashni Oshpischa. Also, you should change your quarters. Why? Because as they also come maybe to steal from you. She says, "Shalay yoda echad, they shouldn't know where you're going to live, where you're going to sleep. They shouldn't come to steal from you." Omer Afuna Bar Tusa. So Afuna Bar Tusa said that Pam Achas, it once happened, Halachti, that he went Levat. He once went like to a meeting. He once went to a Vat, to a meeting place, or else could be the name of a place he went. He went to the Vat. Yeah, he went to this place. And he saw a snake, Shukora Chalatzav, and he saw a snake that was wrapped around a tzav, this sheretz. So, Liyomim, after a few days, liyomim yotza arud mibneim, and arud came out between them. That's what that came out between them. Ukishibosaf Nair Bishman, I came in front of Rabbi Shimon HaChosid, Omli, he said to me, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Heim Haviyo Briyo Shlei Barosi Balomoy. Like they created a Briyo that I didn't create. So that means they made it together. They lived together as the Nochosh and this, and the Sheretz. And out of that came out, this Arud. It's like Hashem timed like they created a new creature weren't supposed to. Afani Ovi Aleyim Briyo Shlei Barosi Balomoy. I'll bring upon them something that wasn't created either. Rashi says, "Why you nushev neyodim ha? This snake-like, this arud, was biting people of Memus." So goes on the people of this city. I said, the people of this city, they were doing bad things. So maybe Hashem brought back upon them by this bad creature to also kill them, to bite them. Yeah. The other man we learned, kol shetashmishim vivurim shova yodim. On the godlin, if they had the same time tashmish and the same amount of pregnancy, they could become pregnant from another. The whole shein tashmish and vibrin shoven and yodim the godlin zemizeh, they can't become pregnant one from another. So that was a possible here that this snake became pregnant like from the tzav. Or marav nest patech neisav inichnem is a special nest that happened over here. Pranusahu, if I demar pranusahu, so it was a punishment here. What do you mean by a nest? So Mara says it means nes b'teich nes l'pronis. And Echnami was nes b'teich nes here to give them a punishment to pay back to the Rishoyim. Actually, they liporim in our Rishoyim. So usually it can't become pregnant, the nochash from a tzav. But here Hashem did something special to pay back to the Rishoyim. A new creature came out to give them their punishment. Now the Mishnah says, if we have an aver, a limb of the body, we have boser hamadudolim. If you have a piece of flesh that's like hanging, it's like this. But behema, if it's hanging out of a behema, so mitamim tumas oichlin. These things in aver and the boser hamadudolim has tumas oichlin on it. Bimkoyman, even though they're on its own, the bimkoyman, even though they're in its own place. Rezava please shame mechubom, even though it's still attached to the body. Em chisha b'leim lachim. If you have a mind now, teed it. Rashi says to a goy, heavy oichel. It's called an oichel right now, the kabi tumor, or the tamo tami yachirim. The tumas atzman ein bo achit l'shekula. Its own tumas nevela doesn't happen until you pull it off. But if you have a mind to feed it to a guy, so right now it has a shame oichel on it, that if a sheretz touches it, it would become tame. So that's this aver, a limb of an animal, or a bosam dul that's hanging, so tameyim tumas oichlin, bimkoimim, even though they're attached. And osricha heksha, but astav hechshim means water has to go upon it first before the sheretz touches it. The Rashi says tzricha hechshim lovi b'mayim pamachas liyachash nadavlo. If it was hanging, then it'll be mekabel tuma. It's sofer tamet tuma chamura. Sofer will be an eitum and a chai. So Rashi says no, that's only when it dies. And here, maybe you won't come with a tuma chamura. Maybe you'll shecht it before it dies, and that's ois and nipple. Therefore, it's only mekabel tuma if you make a heksha. Yeah, tzrichin heksha. The Mishnah says, nishchato, let's say you shechted heima, nishchata heima,